Acts of Nature by Jonathan King. For my brother, James D., Semper Fi. 1. I have my arms around her, my chest, the tops of my thighs against her hamstrings, and I can feel a vibration from deep inside of her. Or maybe it is my own trembling. She's been quiet for what seems like an hour now, but time is hard to judge. There should be heat building from our shared body temperatures so close together. But instead of a trickle of sweat between my shoulder blades, there is a feeling of coldness on the back of my neck. It is a reaction that I recognize from too many police ops, and I don't have to ask Sherry if she's feeling the same thing. Clinging together against the kitchen counter in this unfamiliar Everglades encampment, we are about as physically close as a man and woman can be, but it has nothing to do with love at the moment, and everything to do with fear. "Jesus, Max," she says, when yet another violent crack, louder and more menacing than a rifle shot, rips the air inside the one-room cabin, and we can only assume another piece of the structure has peeled off the roof line or the southern wall. Another gust of unholy wind attacks, and the entire place shudders, and the creak of wood twisting against its own grain sounds like an animal's whine. "Jesus!" I squeeze Sherry harder, the muscles of my arm starting to ache from holding her so tightly, but I cannot help it. "She'll hang together, babe," I say yet again, maybe trying to convince myself as much as Sherry. We have already heard parts of the second building, or maybe...